Project Access has provided more than $99 million in donated medical services to more than 9,000 working poor in Hamilton County since 2004. I spoke to Ray Young Bond with the Medical Foundation to discuss Project Access and the 9th Annual Denim and Diamonds event.
The Medical Foundation of Chattanooga is a sister organization to the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Medical Society. Those are the organizations that sponsor Project Access. And our goal is to improve community health, and one of the ways we do that is through Project Access. We provide donated healthcare services to the working poor in our community.
These medical services are without cost, but you must qualify.
We really focus on specialty care. We're really blessed in our community to have a robust network of primary care homes, and we can help folks connect with a primary care home. And then if their primary care physician determines that they need specialty care, that's where Project Access really steps up. And we have more than 700 volunteer physicians who participate in the program. Our eligibility requirements are to have an income below 150% of the federal poverty level, which is about $27,500 for a family of three, to have a current medical condition, to be uninsured, and not have access to insurance. So if somebody qualifies, we think they might qualify for 10 care or some other program, we'll help them with that paperwork and try to help get them signed up for a program that will provide them health coverage. They've got to live in Hamilton County for at least 90 days. So we document those things and then work with a primary care provider to determine what kind of specialty care folks need.
And then the services by the specialist are donated absolutely free.
We partner with Erlanger Park Ridge and Memorial Hospitals, with Kindred Hospital, Siskin Rehabilitation Center, Rehab South, and then all the community health centers, and of course our volunteer physicians. So we do have access to a wide variety of specialists and a wide variety of hospital services.
Well, even though the time for the physicians is donated, there's still a lot of cost involved because you do have to pay for testing and a lot of other things. That's where Denim and Diamond comes into play.
This will be our 9th annual event, which seems kind of mind-boggling to me. But Denim and Diamonds does two things. First of all, it's an opportunity to come together and really celebrate the volunteer participation of all of these doctors and our health partners. It's really been an unprecedented collaboration in Hamilton County. We've added new partners since we started in April 2004. At the same time, we've kept all of the partners. So it's really been a very robust partnership. And Denim and Diamonds celebrates and thanks those folks, but it also raises funds to help with some of our administrative costs. While all of the healthcare services themselves are donated, we have care coordinators who help patients navigate the healthcare system, help find new services if something is needed that we haven't already gotten lined up, that do all of the intake and process paperwork so we can track the kind of care that's being provided and, you know, all those administrative things. We're like a big insurance company where nobody gets paid.
What can we expect for Denim and Diamonds this year?
Well, this year our theme is Saturday Night Fever. Any of us who are old enough to remember the John Travolta movie know that some polyester could be involved if people choose. Disco balls, some of the music from the 70s. So we'll have different kinds of music, but we're going to have a real focus kind of on the disco era. So I think it's going to be a great deal of fun. We have a VJ, a video jockey. So we'll have videos and a wide array of music. We have live auction and a silent auction. We also have an online auction. So people who may not want to attend or can't attend the event can still help support our programming and get some really great stuff through our online auction.
Where would you go to get the information for that? Your webpage?
We have a website that is specifically for the event, and that's www.chattdenim.org, and that's chattdenim.org.
Could you give me the date and location?
Absolutely. It's going to be on Saturday, February 23rd, at the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Trade Center. We had over 650 people last year, so that's pretty much the only venue big enough to hold us. And even though we had a lot of folks there, it's a very intimate, fun gathering. Probably about a third of the crowd has gotten in the habit of coming in costume for whatever the theme is. We call it Denim and Diamonds because you literally can wear denim or you can wear your diamonds and you're going to fit in.
Denim and Diamonds celebrates the generosity of medical professionals and others that donate to Project Access to help make medical care available in Hamilton County. Dust off the platform shoes and prepare to boogie all night on Saturday, February 23rd, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Advance registration is encouraged. Call 423-622-2872 for more details or to make reservations. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rapid.